chocolate cake on this. I'm now eating a dance.
That's what she said. I thought, let them eat cake.
Yeah, let them eat
a chicken little bit. Creativity beyond belief, almost ingenious explanation of the text. Came out of the Parsha. The Ramban also has certainly a fair amount of Kabbalah. This is Parsha. I was debating whether I should do that Ramban. Hashem Berach et Adam Bakol, except I'm not sufficiently competent in Kabbalah to be able to speak about it intelligently. However, I decided to choose the Ramban, which is really Bederach HaMusar. A Ramban has troubled me for a long time, and I decided to explore it. On page number one, thank you Yossi again, the Ramban at the end of the story, the death of Sari Imenu and her death, and her Kibur and Baratza Machpela, so the Ramban now is concerned about this entire parasha. Why did Torah tell us the entire discussion, the dialogue that takes place with Bnei Chayes, which I've spoken about in the past? So why was it necessary for this entire parsha to be presented? So on the bottom of the of page one, the Ramban says, "V'nichtav azos ha-parsha," the reason why the parsha was written, "Lo'via chazdei Hashem imavon," to show the chesed of Hashem demonstrated with Avraham Avinu, "Shehoya nesi elokim ba'aretz." He was the Nasi Elokim, Barat Hashevala Gosham, the way they describe him. How do they call him? Nasi Elokim Atav Esvachenu. I've moved this Pasha because it's my Bar Mitzvah Pasha, as you have clearly indicated. Nasi Elokim Atav Esvachenu, they call him Nasi Elokim, Prince of God. So he's the Nasi Elokim, Barat Hashevala Gosham, Bahayochi. Bahayochi means that he is obviously a very distinguished, unique individual. V'cholam ha'yukavodo Adoni. Matter of fact, if you look at the conversation of the Torah records, the dialogue at the beginning of Chayei Sarah, there's a very, I could say, almost like an English, when the English people speak to each other, in a very formal kind of way. V'hu lom ha'lehem kein shoya sarah gadlo. He never identified himself. Don't forget, Avraham Avinu was an honor. He's not someone who's going to parade and present himself as someone of a great stature, an aristocrat. So he found that he, shall we say, identified himself as such, but rather they really intuited and they somehow sensed there was the presence of someone who was of great stature. The Gam B'Chayot, even in his own life, says the Ramban, Ki Emo, Hashem fulfilled for him, Vagamo Shmecho, Ve'yei Bracha. That Bracha that Hashem had given him was also realized. Now the Ramban continues, V'ishto Meisa, V'nikvar Melachas Hashem, and now his wife dies, and where is she buried? As the Pasuk says, that Avram came, Vatama Sarah v'kiyat Arba, he chavon v'eret Sinan, and Avram came to be matched with her. And she was buried in Achas Hashem. So that's one reason, the Ramban says that this Pasha was written, to show the chesed of Hashem with Avram Avinu, that he was a person of great stature, someone of great dignity, someone who was clearly revered by, shall we say, by all. And they somehow, as I said, intuited that he was someone of great nobility. That's one reason. And his wife died and she was buried in Achas Hashem. The Ode, Ki Rasa Lo Dein, and become Kuresa Abbas. The Ramban said that the Torah wants to tell us where the Abbas are buried, namely in Hebron, Marasa Machpelah, Basha'alach Chayam, and Chabim, and become Kuresa Abbas in Rakhdosh. Because of our obligation to respect to show honor to the local where our forefathers are buried. Rabbi Seir Amru, and quote to the Gemara Babasa Tezani, Shegam Zeh Min HaNisyonot Shel Avraham. And this is the statement that I would like to a little bit focus on. The Ramban says this is also one of the Nisyonot of Avraham. Shebikish Makom Bifor Asara, he was looking for a place to bury his wife, Alon Matza, at Shekhanosa. He wasn't able to find the burial plot for his wife till he had to purchase it for, as the Torah says, where the Gemara describes it. So the Ramban gives two reasons why this Pasha is written. One is, as I said, the Chesed that Hashem showed Avraham Avinu and the height that he achieved. And secondly, that we should know exactly where the Avos are buried. And the Ramban ends with the Gemara that says that this is one of the Sionos that he couldn't find a place to bury his wife till he had to purchase it. Says the Ramban,
this is part of the Nisyon.
One second, I'm
going to tell you that.
Okay, one second, I have exactly what I'm headed for. You have read my mind. V'lo yadati tam v'divrei Rabbi Avraham. Ibn Ezra has another pshat. Ibn Ezra says that there is another reason why the Torah presented this whole parsha. L'odia malach eretz yisrael l'chayim v'lamitim. Here, Yoni. That the Ibn Ezra says, the Torah wants to tell you the ma'alot of Eretz Yisrael, both the living and the dead. The old Kaim of Hashem, Yosel Nachala, to fulfill the Hashem, Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael, the Nachala, ki ma'ala la'aret bazeh, ki lo'il l'chena la'aret l'acharet v'kabba. The Ramban is not happy about this. Because what Hashem is going to, in effect, what's the ma'ala of this land if he's going to bring it to another country to bury her? With Hashem, we have Ram al-Kol, Eretz Yisrael, this guy in Mak-Mizara. Okay, that's not what I'm interested in. I just want to mention Ibn Ezra because he claims that the Pasha comes to teach you the Bible of Eretz Yisrael, both for the living and for the dead. So I want to focus on the issue that the Yoni just raised, the statement that the Ramban makes over here. The Ramban says that he quotes from Chazal the Gemara Bava Basra that the Kavura Sora was the Lord Nisayon of Avraham Avinu. We know there are 10 Nisyonot that Avraham Avinu was subjected to. By the way, there's Macholos of Rishon, what exactly the 10 are. Different Rishonim have different Nisyonim. But this is the last Nisyonim that was that Avraham Avinu was subjected to, and undoubtedly all the previous Nisyonim were obviously quite severe, and obviously the one that this falls upon the heels of is of course the Nisyonim at the end of the Pasha Vayera, which is the Nisyonim of Akeda. And there, what did Hashem tell him at the end of it? Atoya Dati, Tiyirel Kimata. Hashem said, it's clear that you are Yirei Shamayim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avraham Avinu to be a Yirei Shamayim, left in Yisrael, the Akedah, and obviously that's a Yisrael which has, I would say, is relevant to all posterity. We constantly invoke the Akedah. The Akedah is not something which, of course, is, shall we say, was just a one-time event. It is an event which actually is etched in Jewish history. As a matter of fact, to such an extent, Rav Soloveitchik always pointed out, that the concept that people often ask, why are we getting more excited about the Akedah? Many Jews are Mosin Nefesh throughout the ages, throughout the millennia. Jews in the Holocaust are Mosin Nefesh. Jews in the days of the Middle Ages, in the medieval period, were Mosin Nefesh. Many Jews died of Kish Hashem. So why are we getting more excited about the Akedah? The answer is, the whole concept of Sirat Nefesh, where did it begin? It began with the Akedah. That was the one who instilled the whole Yisod of the Sirat Nefesh in Klal Yisrael was Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Beno. If not for them, that whole concept would not have been operative. So they're the ones who really instilled this whole Yisod. That's also what Rashi always used to point out. But anyway, coming back to this, so if Hashem told him that Atei Yadati Kirei Elokim Ata, so now, what exactly is the need for another Yisod? We don't understand the nature of this Nisayon, that the Ramban is quoting the list of the Nisayon, as he says, that Avraham looked for a place to bury Sarah, and he couldn't find it. And is anyone going to say that this Nisayon was, shall we say, more severe than the Nisayon of the Akedah? That's why it falls upon him, the Akedah seems to be absolutely unconscionable. What exactly? Okay, I'm not saying there wasn't a Nisayon. I'm not going to show I'm trying to poo-poo what the Ramban said. But the fact that this Nisayon should somehow be necessary if it be Akeda. What could be great Nisayon for the Akeda? In fact, he's looking at Chazal, More or less they say that the greatest Yisrael was the Akeda. So what did Rabban say to me? It's a question that troubled me for a long time. And the Farshim already pointed out, the other Nisyonot, when you look at the Medrash writes actually, let's take a look at some of the Nisyonot. Let's take a look, for example, in Perek Yud-Bet, Pasuk Yud. The Dorah says, Vayi Rav Baretz, we discussed it actually. There was a Rav, and Avraham Avinu was compelled to go where? Go down to Mitzrayim. That was also a great Nisyonot in front of the Medrash. There's a Rashi there, and that Pasuk, as you're after here, Rashi says, Vayi Rav Baretz, Rashi says, where was the Rav? In that land. Which land? The land that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. And Rashi says, Lenaftoto, to see if Yaharach and Baruch Shachar is Baruch Hu, will he, shall we say, be Maharia? What does it mean, be Maharia? Will he question? Will he contest the words of Hashem? Hashem told him to go to Eretz Canaan. The Yachshav, and now what does Hashem do? Hashem brings the Rav, and in fact is enticing him to leave Eretz Yisrael. So that is an exile. He basically was talking about where he has a tzibui. What was the tzibui? Lech Lecha, go to Eretz Yisrael, and live in Eretz Yisrael. And now what's happening? Hashem creates a Rav, and he has to leave Eretz Yisrael. So there clearly, that's an Yisrael. The Yisrael is because the reality of what he has to do is loggerheads with the Tzivri Hashem, the Tzivri Hashem being to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's one example. I'll give another example. Let's say the Yisrael of the Akedah. So Rashi quotes it beautifully. The Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Reichman, I'm sure he said it over. Rashi comments on that Pasuk, Ki Ato Yadati Ki Velo Ki Mata. So you know that Rashi, on that Pasuk, after Hashem the Akedah took place, Hashem told him, now I know you are Yerei Shamayim. So the famous Rashi says the name of, I think, Rav Abba, if I'm not mistaken, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem the following. He says, yesterday you told me, Ki Bi Yitzhak, because of Zorah. You told me that I'm going to have children, and my son, my family will build towns for Yitzhak. And now you tell me, Kach Lev Bincha, Es Yichitcha, Asher Havta, Et Yitzchak, V'lach Nizol Eretz HaMaria. What should I do? I should sacrifice him, offer him up on the Akedah. And now what do you tell me? Al Tishach Lev Chalada. What's going on over here? There are all kinds of what they call Sirot. There are contradictions left and right. First you tell me that Yitzchak is going to be through Yitzchak my nation and my family will be established in posterity. And then you tell me, offer him up on the Akedah. And then, a little later, you told me, no, stay ahead. I'll teach you how to come to the Mumma. So they also, Avraham cannot, he can't understand what's going on over here. He's receiving, what do you call it in English, conflicting messages.
Mixed messages,
exactly. So again, you have the great Nisoyon of Avraham Avinu, because it's against a Tzivri Hashem, which indicates that Yitzchak is going to be his posterity, and now he's told to bring him up the Akedah. So now when one looks at this Nisayon, the Rabban claims is a Nisayon as well, namely the Nisayon of the death of Sarah and where to find a burial plot for her. So on the other hand, here also we have something of a similar nature, because here after Avraham Avinu is ready to offer up Yitzchak and the Akedah, and Hashem promises him as a result of that there's going to be a Schar with Dori Doro. By the way, you know what Chazal says everywhere, so I mentioned earlier that the Schus of Akedah Yitzchak redounds for all posterity. And that's all the Tfilas Rosh Hashanah and the Tkiah Shofar of the Ayel is all for one purpose, to be aware Akeda Yitzchak Lazar Hayom Bracha Mitzchak. We say it also in the Tzvada. A very similar Bracha. In the Zichoro, what?
Probably
not sure. You do. I examined the Tzvada Tzvada this year very carefully. I'm very interested in the Tzvada. Anyway, and in the Tzvada as well. Anyway, you say the same thing. That you want the Yitzchak Hashem to invoke the remembrance of what happened, and after the Akedah, we know that Avraham Avinu Dafka went to Be'er Sheva, and by the way, by Be'er Sheva, there's a Ramban on this also. I don't have the Ramban on me, but the Ramban says over there, thank you. The Ramban says it, after the Akedah, he writes, yes, here it is. In Perach Avinu, Pasuk Bet. Let's take a look at that Ramban. Why Be'er Sheva? Because Be'er Sheva is the place where there was the Eshel. What is Eshel? Where Avraham Avinu used to wine and dine his guests. Achil Ashtiel Leviya, Rashi Kofi Nishman Seidah. So the Ramban says, after the Akedah, he went back to Be'er Sheva. Why? To give Hodah to Hashem Yisbarach over the nest that Hashem had performed. That's what the Ramban writes over there, Perach Avinu, Pasuk Bet. However, Be'er Sheva, What happens? What happens is something terribly tragic. Namely, Sarah passes away. And by the way, why did Sarah pass away? It goes to Rashi. Rashi goes to the same Midrash. What does Midrash say? Midrash Akuma. And what?
Sarah.
That's correct. Rashi says, Nisbucho, the death of Sarah is juxtaposed to the Akedah. Why the juxtaposition? So Rashi says, because of the Besarah, the Akedah, Kimat Shalom Nishrat, came the sudden, the whole business, Parchan Nishmata, and she passed away. Rashi says, Rashi quotes it, and she died. So, what's amazing is that Abu Avinu, after the Akedah, goes to Be'er Sheva to thank Hashem for the nest, and then, guess what? Is absolutely shocked that Sarah died as a result of the Akedah. And not only that, when he comes to Hebron to bury her in a chelek of a kever which should be his, it's not his, and he has to go now and engage in a whole dialogue with these, I don't know how shall I call them, these Ami Haaretz, the Torah calls them that. Like Shtachar Ram, the name Ami Haaretz, says it three times. He has to go and dialogue and debate and somehow work out with these Ami Haaretz and to even bow down before them, but he's given a place, he has to importune them to give him a place to bury his wife. And that's after Hashem promised him all of Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of Lech Lecha, Hashem promises him everything. And so there is also a Nisrael over here, a tremendous Nisrael. You hear what I'm trying to say? I'm saying this Nisrael is also has what in common with the other Nisrael, because there is, it's again the Tzivi Hashem. The Tzivi Hashem means you're giving Avram all Eretz Yisrael. And obviously that he has to go and beg and plead and cajole and coax and wheedle and who knows what, go to obtain that piece of property, go to bury his wife. So again, the question really, I'm just bringing it, the question back to the fore, just stressing the question. Namely, that Avraham Avinu, his whole life basically is one Nisayon after the next, one would have thought that after the Akedah, that already he reached the height, the pinnacle of Nisayonot, and the Ramban says no. The Ramban says, he calls the Chazal, Rabban says, Amru, Shigam Zem, and the Nisayonot of Avraham, Shebikish Makam Dik Barasar, Ola Matza, Ache Kana Oksar. How's that possible? Yep. I just presented the question. That's all I've done so far. Go ahead.
Something that's bothered me for a long time is why does Hashem just seem, from Pshat, Hashem cuts off communication with Avram after the Akedah. There is no longer any type of communication. And this is just the greatest test you think you'd get a, you know.
Is it after the Akedah? Or would you say
after the,
it is after?
Well, Hashem tells Avram to take Yitzchak. So at least from that point. But after it's the mouth that comes to Avram to tell him not to.
Yoni's asking a good question. By the way, the Rav Chaim Racha, Yoni, used to point out that really, in the Pasha of Haizara, which is right after the Akedah, essentially Avraham Avinu's mission has come to an end. After the Akedah's mission has come to an end, you presented it or articulated it in the context of Hashem no longer has dialogue with him, but it's the same. So the Rav said the reason is because once his helpmate passes away, everything in the Torah, the Avos work together with the Imos. And once the aim of Klal Yisrael is no longer here, so now what's left for Avraham Avinu to do is simply to find a zug, to find a mate for his wife Yitzchak, for his son Yitzchak, a wife for him, and then they will take over the Masorah. That's probably the reason why, by the way, Avraham Avinu, in that case, his mission is over. Even though Avraham Avinu continues to live for a fair number of years, but what's left is simply to find a wife for. By the way, since you asked the question, is there any other dialogue after the Akedah between Avraham Avinu and Hashem Yitzchak? He just only indicated this now.
I don't think there is.
Okay, so are you correct?
I mean, I could be. I'm also bothered by the fact that a Malach also comes to tell Avraham not to.
Okay, that has nothing to do with Avraham's stuff now. Yeah, you're going off on different topic
now. So I'll just say what happened.
The answer to that question is a very good question. The second question also is a very good question. We shouldn't talk about that question.
The second one?
Yes. Why was a Malach sent to stay his hand, if I can use the expression, to stop the Akedah, as opposed to initially when the Hashem came to carry out the Akedah, and then Hashem is brought himself as well to Asno, was in effect told to, told Abram to go ahead, Kachnas Vincha Vizitcho, Hashayate Vizitcho. But in both places are very good questions, okay? But it's not really my issue, I hope you don't mind. But maybe we should discuss them. Please never, I'll try to discuss them. I just want to get back to the question I asked you here on the Ramban. So I just want to, I'll see Musar, I think the Ramban is saying here, a very big thought. And that is, that certainly the original Nisyonot, whether it's the Rav HaOret, whether it's the Akedah, undoubtedly, the Nisyon was that here Avram had Tzivi Hashem to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and now there's a famine. Here Avram Avinu had Tzivi Hashem that you're going to build your family through Yitzchak, and now he's told, go and offer him up on the Akedah. So that obviously is a stira. However, there's another element to Nisyonot, and that is, essentially, not to ask questions. Matter of fact, the risk is, I'm sure Reichman said this over, he loved this old piece from Abchaim, he said it over. And the Rashi I mentioned earlier, Rashi said that Avraham Avinu didn't say anything. First Hashem tells him, Ki v'yitzu yitaril hazara. Then Hashem tells him, Kachna v'itcha sikha asher hafta, and bring him up the Akedah. And then only when Hashem told him, Atisha yitzu yitaril, then he begins to wake up. And Avram said, "Afar shabat sichasi." What Rashi quotes. So the Brisker say, why did he not at the outset? By the way, moment Hashem told him, "Go and bring him up the Akedah." He should have asked Hashem a kasha. What's going on here? You told me he was going to turn the Zara. So the answer the Brisker say, "Shnei k'sulim ha'machishim zehzeh." You don't say a word. Atshev akaz v'ashishi v'achli aminayim. That's what Avram Avinu wakes up. That's what Avchaim. They say, "Oh, okay, whatever that means." I'm not here to discuss that right now. I just wanted to tell you this to give you. Just get a smile at you. But anyway, I'm back here. And that is that the idea of the Nisayon, which is an idea telling the Rabban is saying here, is not just that a person is up against the Tzivi Hashem and now you have a stira and you have to have a munah. No, but the halacha is that you're not allowed to ask questions. When a person is in a difficult situation, or even chas v'shalom, if a great tzar refers to a person, so now a person is tested to see how he's going to react and how he's going to respond. Will he accept the Ava, all the tzorot that Hashem has, shall we say, inflicted him with? Will he be makir tov for all the chesed that Hashem has done for him? When does that test actually come to the fore? B'shat b'sayot. That's when the godliness of a person is really, that's the real barometer, the real litmus test of where a person is at is during the b'sayot. During the time of b'sayot, usually you see the chesed that Hashem did with him, despite all the tzorot that are occurring to him. The person has to have that kind of outlook, and therefore, this kind of Nisayon, until now, Avraham Avinu did not really have. What he had was, he had Nisayonot, which were, as I said, Sfirot, they were contradictions to the Tzivi Hashem. I'm just giving two examples. The Rav Baaretz, which is a contradiction to Hashem's promise, I'm going to give you all the Eretz Yisrael. The Akedah, which is a contradiction to what Hashem told him, that Yitzchak is going to be your Sion, S-C-I-O-N. Through him, you'll be able to build a family. So that's true. There were stirot, there were kushos, there were questions, etc., etc. So he had a demonstrated munah. However, now, in this last Nisayon, that the Ramban quotes, the death of Sarah, this is unbelievable. The most unbelievable of all the Nisayonot in one respect. Why is that? Because, number one, that Hashem told him, I'm going to give you yourself to Yerusha, Ta'agad l'shmecha v'yedracha, and the fact that Sarah dies in the wake of the Akedah, he doesn't have a place to be buried, and he has to go in, as I said, and engage in a dialogue with these lowlifes. That's the greatest secret to what Hashem told him. And Avraham Avinu, not only the omen of this Nisayon, not only does he not ask questions of Hashem Yisbarach, not only does he not naharer after the meeting of Hashem Yisbarach, but on the contrary. What does he see? He sees, on the contrary, he sees this as being, that's what the Ramban quotes here. The Nishtuva Zosha Parsha, and again at the bottom of page 1, Loziachad Hashem and Avraham Avinu. And what's very interesting, with the Ramban says something here that seems to be a steer in the Ramban. First he says, the Parsha was written to show the Chesed of Hashem with Avraham, Shehoyah, the Tzia Lokim Ores, he's a recognized VIP. They recognize him as an aristocrat. And they call him Adoni. And he never said, he never told them, he didn't see himself as that kind of a person. And the fulfillment of Agadah Shemecha Vayei Bracha. And then furthermore, the Ramban says that the Chazal said this woman in the Shalom, that he looked for a mother to bury his wife and couldn't find it. So what exactly are these two separate Tamim, or is it really all one idea? Pashas and Rabbanah is all one idea. Namely, that Rabbanah is saying that the entire Pasha, the death of Sarah and Gevura, is in order to tell over the Chazi Hashem with Avraham Avinu. So basically, that how will Avraham Avinu, how will he react? That's what Hashem wants to see. How is Avraham Avinu going to react to this additional design, as you want to call it that, the Rabban calls it here, Shekam Zeman on the Siyodah, means despite the schar that Hashem promised him, and despite the godless that he achieved, and despite the fact that he's held in high esteem by everyone, and look what happens now. And the answer is that this is exactly the test that Avraham Avinu was being subjected to. I think that's how the Rabban seems to be suggesting such an explanation here. Shegam zemin anisyonah shel Avram shebikish mokom lipor esara v'lo matzah shekana oso. And basically, this nisyon is different from the other nisyon. The other nisyon were basically, as I said, you have the Tzivi Hashem, and then you have the nisyon which is at loggerhead, which clashes with Tzivi Hashem. That's not the situation over here. Here you're talking about a nisyon which is of a different type than the other nisyon. And I would say so, I would go so far as to say that, again, when you look carefully, you see the life of Avraham Avinu, there's something which is very striking, the chlal of his whole life. Namely, Avraham Avinu only sees the good that Hashem has done for him. If you remember, I have a chumash once, use it. You remember in Terek, at the end of Pasha Lachavah, when Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that he's going to have a child from Sarah, so he tells him, Ubirachti Yosra, Pasuk Tezayim, Perek Yizayim, Pasuk Tezayim, that Sarah, her name is going to be called Sarah, not Sarai, Ubirachti Yosra, the Gabba Sati, Menu Lechaben, she's going to have a child from you. Ubirachti Yosra, the Goyim, the child will be blessed. Malchi Amin, Menu Yiyu, so what does Avraham Avinu do? He falls on his face and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? Lu Yishmael, the Rashi says, Halavai Sheikhi Yishmael. He had a son, Yishmael. Halavai he should live. Ain't it Kedai Lekaba Matan Scharka Zed? Rashi quotes that Avraham Avinu said, I'm not worthy of receiving this Schar. So it's unbelievable how Avraham Avinu's Bokhel is not going to be Bokhel. Here he's told us for so many years that he waited for a child for his wife Sarah. She's going to have a child. And what's his reaction? His reaction is he thanks Hashem for the chassadim that he did until now. And that's not enough. He says, Eni Kedai, the Kabbalah Matzchak has said, I'm not worthy of this tzar, of this compensation you Hashem want to give me. And even later on, in Parshas Vayera, that we just read, Leh Shabbos in Perichof, when Torah describes he goes to Gror, and there's a terrible sakana because maybe he's going to be killed, and they're going to take his wife Sarah. So what does he say? I discussed this just last Tuesday. Ki amati rakayira salokim mamogam azeh. You remember I compared parallel to Abimelech? Because Hashem said, he said, rakayira salokim mamogam azeh v'arugudin al-zar yishni. And then, while he's talking to Abimelech, he's giving his whole history. Correct? So there in Perachah, Pasuk, Yud Gimel, he tells Abimelech, v'yihi kasher, he's telling him the whole story. V'yihi kasher hitzu osir alokim v'esomim, when Hashem called me to wander, and Uncle translates, a very famous uncle is over there. If you learn Shalom, you'll be able to talk. I heard this in my father's show. But he kasher hisu olsi alokim beis avi. He will translate. V'hava katoa amamaya. When the nation were led astray after Ovda Avodah. The little translation of the pasuk is when Hashem hisu olsi, when he diverted me from the course. But the uncle translates when the umas ha'olam were diverted from the course and they were involved in Ovda Avodah. So that's how he translates it. And then that's when, in fact, Hashem was mekarev me. You know, unbelievable, the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. That despite all the sakanos, he's in the sakana of death, that he could be easily killed by Abimelech. Still, Avraham Avinu at that point in time, at that juncture, feels the need to say to Hashem, thank you for the chassadim that you did for me till now. That you're mekarev me. When everyone else is wild, is stick to idolatry. Everyone else is somehow, literally, involved in Avodah Zarah. So I'm simply indicating that all this, just simply, I think it's just a, I think this is all embedded here in this Ramban. And the Ramban is saying over here that his entire life, Avraham Avinu, is really one that even though there is Nisoyon after Nisoyon after Nisoyon, How can they count that even if they are Kayu, we think he reached the highest level that wasn't about to be reached? And the Zogun Nisayon, the death of his own wife, as a result of the Akeda, and yet his reaction is one that he accepts it and still recognizes the Chazri Hashem. Atinita, if you remember, there's another Ramban that yesterday, and yesterday did, on the other side of the page, also unbelievable Ramban to me, in the optimistic fashion. Ramban says, lower writing in corner number two, when Avraham Avinu dies, it says, Vayigva, by the way, Lashon Vayigva has all said, those down with Tzadikim, Vayigva, Vayos Avraham, the same as Tzadikim, Zokeim in Tzadeya, Vayyafet Ramban. So look at the bottom of the page. Ramban says, Zokeim in Tzadeya, Shiro Kol Mishalot Ivo. He was open to see all that which he wanted was fulfilled in his lifetime. The Tzadeya Kol Tzadeya. He was satiated with all the good that Hashem had given him. Behu, Vechein Yusva Yamin, that's how he died. Shesavah Nafsho Biyamin, Baruch Hashem, he achieved longevity. V'lo Yitave Sheichatshu Bayamin Davar, he's not looking for any more days. Ki'in Shenem B'Davim Vayomis Yisela Tova, Tzva Yamin Oshim Chavot. Continues the Rabban on the top of the page. V'hu Sipur Chazde Hashem B'Tzadikim. So the Rabban, this is the story of the Chazde Hashem that he does with Tzadikim. U'mida Tova Bahem, and this is the Mida Tova, Shelo Yitavu B'lo Tova. The very striking Rabban. What are tzaddikim, what are they not looking for? They're not looking for motorot. What are motorot? Luxuries. They're not looking for living a life of opulence. That's not what they're looking for. Gein shenema b'hem ta'avat b'ibom nasat alom. Below kibo shenema b'sha'an noshim. By other people, oyev kesef. Well, you've got kesef, people who like money and continue to pursue it relentlessly. Yabu Bo, he quotes the Nebuchadnezzar of Israel, ain't other Yotzim and Olam, Chatzit Tavos and Yotzim. Most people, though, unfortunately, leave the world and their Tavos have not yet been realized. Yesh B'Yadav Mana, Mitavev Atayim. You have $200, $100, you want $200. You have $200, he sees the Yadav Matayim, Mitavev Asad Abraham, you have $400. She never, oh, you can't say, well, he's not Kesem. What do the Tzadikim have, basically? Tzadikim die, Bisva Yamin. They are satisfied, they are Mistapis Meluah, they're happy with what Hashem has given them. They recognize the Chazri Hashem. They only see Chesed. They only see the Tzarat Tov in every incident, and they're not looking for Motarot, the Ramban says. They're not looking for what they call in Hebrew luxus. You know what luxus means? Luxuries. They're not looking to indulge themselves. And this is the midah of Avraham Avinu, a midah of Hakarat Chazri Hashem, especially during the time of Tzarat u'Mashber. And this seems to be, I think, this is the pshat in the Ramban, when the Ramban says here that this is also one of the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. After all he had underwent, after all he had gone through, he went through literally fire, which is much lower, or kazer. And Avraham Avinu actually had gone through every possible nisyon, and now you would think that he already, if like Chazal said, Vika Shakal Eshe Vishalva, okay, time for me to what? To sit in my rocking chair and, shall we say, rock a little bit. Let me have some space. Let me have some breathing room. What did Hashem do at that moment? After he reached the level of Madrigal, I say, Dati Girel, Kimata, his wife Sarah, take it away. And what would his reaction, what would the reaction of any average person would have been? It would have been one of absolutely thunderstruck. One that would be undoubtedly, Avraham Avinu was terribly pained and terribly sad and terribly disgusted and terribly. Shall we say, impacted and jarred by the death of his wife. But that's all he sees, even in that moment, is the Chesed of Hashem. That's unbelievable, by the way. And that's what I think Ramban is saying, a very Yisod Musa over here. And this, by the way, you see, to say there, anyone who's familiar with Avraham Avinu, and we did talk with Yaakov, by the way, especially with Yaakov Avinu, by the way, to say this a lot. If you remember, when Yaakov Avinu was about to confront Esau, and he prepares, actually, according to Rashi, he prepares the three things. Remember what the three things are? The Zorom, the Tzilal, the Chava. He's fighting by three other people, Tanakh, namely by Yehuda and by Eliyahu HaNavi. Ayigash, that's the key word. The Mateach, he's preparing for three things. The Zorom, the Tzilal, the Chava. So there, Rashi, he says to Hashem, his Zorom, when he prays for Hashem, he says to him, Atzlein Nabi Adokin Yad, Esau, save me from my brother from Esau. And then he says, Katomti, Nikolach HaSavim Nikolach HaMeh. He says, really, I'm not worthy of all your chesed. Ki b'makri abadi se yadein azeh vata yidlu shem machadah. And the Ramban says, it's an unbelievable Ramban over there, since we're at it already. Take a look in, you have the Ramban, you have it in front of you. Vayishlach. Rabban and Derek, Lama Days. On the Pasuk of Katsoti, Mikola Chassadim, Mikola Ered, it's Yud Aleph. So the Rabban said, in Yud Aleph, Katsoti, Mikola Chassadim, Mikola Ered, Derek, Lama Days, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayishlach. So the Rabban, Nismatu Zuhuyotai. What's Rashi? Or in the middle of the Ramban, I'm not reading Rashi, but that's the Ramban said, all right, Rashi, but he writes in the middle, Katoti Loma, Ki Katonu Miyoto Rabu Lekal HaChadim Shasayimu. He's not worthy of all the Chasadim that Hashem has done with me. The Ramban goes to Rashi's Rabbah, that Katonti Ein Yikidah, I'm not worthy. And it's unbelievable. Here we have, at this moment, Yaakov Avinu, his life is in danger, correct? Yaakov Avinu worked 20 years in the house of Lava. All of it can go up in smoke very quickly. All of it can be completely undermined. So we are amazed that Yaakov Avinu, in this moment of unbelievable, shall we say, mitzvah, the moment of great danger, and yet, what does he remember to do? Katoti Nikola Hasadim Nikola Ben. I'm not worthy of all the chesed that Hashem has done. This trait seems to be one that is very endemic to the house of not just Yaakov, but obviously it comes from somewhere. It comes from Avraham Avinu, and it comes from Yitzhak. I mean, basically, we're talking about a ability to somehow only see Chas V'Hashem. And the truth is that there's a famous kasha on this, which you probably are familiar with. Remember when Yaakov Avinu is actually, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, he brought the power down to Mitzrayim. And you recall the question that Paro asked him, Paro asked him, how old are you? I always get a kick out of that. That question always remains to me. Kama Yimei Shnei Chayecha, remember that pasuk? And what does Yaakov answer? Something which is unbelievable. He says, Yimei Shnei Megurai Shloshim Ovat Shana. And then he says, Ma'at Viraim. What does that mean?
Few and bitter.
Few and they were? Bad. Hayu Yesh Mechayai. Ask the Ramban. Pile Ployim. Yaakov Avinu says, Ma'ad Veraim Hayu Yesh Mechayai. Ramban there on the spot. Unbelievable. So it sounds like that Yaakov is a Chas V'Sholom, Ki'ilu, complaining to Hashem Yisbarach about his life. So Ramban says, Chas V'Sholom. You have Rabban there?
Isn't there a pshat that he gets punished for that line?
Yes, I'm coming to that. There's a very famous comment of the Daskin by Yosef that the Yom is referring to. The Daskin says, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember it well. I used to hear from Rabbeim. The Daskin writes over there, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, Yaakov Avinu, Ani Melatatikha Me Esav, I saved you from Esav. Ani Melatatikha Me Lovin. That's not the Daskin, we have the Rabban here. I'll get the Rabban in a second. Look at the Rabban. I'm going to read it in a moment. I saved you from Esav. I saved you from Laban. I return to you, Dina. I return to you, Yosef. And now you are what? Mizraim al Chayecha. You're complaining to Hashem Yisbarach. So what did Hashem say? That the number of letters, or the words, I don't recall now the exact afkenim, from the time you said, from the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayom Beparo, till Bimei Megurai, the number of words that are found in that in those series of psukim, you're going to lose those number of years. And how many words are there? I think there are 33 words. And Yaakov lost 30 years, 33 years of his life. Yitzchak lived, he was 180 when he died. Yaakov Avinu lived only 147 years. Why? Says Daskin, he was punished for that complaint. So the Ramban had a lot of difficulty with that. Ramban gets the kasha. Yeah, Losh of the Rabban told you. He gets rid of it.
How do you get punished for...
One second. Rabban is the Kasha. Lo Yadati, he says something like that.
Lo Yadati Tam HaZakin Avinu.
What in heaven's name is going on here?
Mamusar.
Lo Yadati Tam HaZakin Avinu.
Mamusar Rusha Yisanein El HaMelech.
What's he complaining to the king about? Of all the people, the complaint is complaining to Paravel of Mitzrayim.
Ma Tam Limor Lo Yisigu Etzimeshen Chaye Abosai.
Right, why is he saying this? So the Rabban suggests, what did he say?
Nearly.
Oh, nearly. Go ahead.
Yaakov Avinu Zarkabo Seva Vahya Nirezakin Mode.
Here's a pshat Ramban says. This is unbelievable. It's a genius Ramban. Yaakov Avinu looked, how shall I say?
Disheveled.
Not just disheveled, he looked hoary headed. He looked like a real octogenarian. He looked like he was 1,000 years old. He looked absolutely, shall we say, he looked like a wreck.
Oh, so Pharaoh sees
this guy in front of him. He looks like he's on his left legs, old beyond belief, octogenarian beyond belief, hoary headed beyond belief, all white, snowy, and who knows what. And what does he say? You know, he says the following. Look at my country, people who come to this, shall we say, are no longer with us. What exactly are you doing here? Basically what the Rabbi says. What are you doing? Why are you still around? You reached the end of your rope a long time ago. Go ahead, be further.
Oh,
how old are you?
Why? Continue.
I never saw someone like you in this age. You know, like the reporters always spend their time, they found someone recently who was how old in Japan? How old was she? 140? Is that possible? Maybe 120? I don't know, something like that. They found a woman in Japan who was 140, I think it was. And she's 140 years old, of course she's... What?
150
years.
I'm not saying based on what the receiver
is. Oh, okay, okay. But anyway, so what did Yaakov answer? Yaakov answered, I forgot
what he said now. Azana Yaakov, Kim Afushim
Ashana. No, I'm only about 130 years old, but what happened?
I eat Babaham, Kim Adhim, Kenegish Nosav, Sav, Sheh, Chayu Yoser.
Yeah, because he had a very, very hard life. So he looks like he looks. By the way, Josh, you did appreciate this. Because in your state, there's a gentleman named Hope Devio. You know him? He, what did he discover?
Fountain
Youth. You familiar with him? Anyway, so so you know what's incredible? What's incredible that the Ramban could not accept about Daskin Aliyatesh. He's calling it Bedrish Daskin. In fact, the 33 years of his life were taken away from him. The Ramban found it difficult to accept that. But why? Because the Ramban could not imagine that Yaakov Avinu, who said in the earlier parsha I just read to you, Katonzi, Mikola Hasadim, and Tola Heret, he never complained, Yaakov Avinu. He went through a lot. He went through unbelievable things in his lifetime. And now suddenly, Ma'at Baroyim, he has Ta'anot, negative Manosha Alon, Chas V'Shalom. God forbid to say such a thing.
Which is part of the answer. What? Part of the answer for the Bali Tosos. The Ramban's opinion is part of the answer.
But the Bali Tosos don't say that.
Because the Bali Tosos say, why then is he punished for saying by Yomer Paro El?
Oh, that's a kasha. So that's a kasha. Very
answer,
good.
No, and the answer.
And the answer?
It's because
so why is that included?
Because he had that appearance of.
Okay. You want to put the two together,
called,
but I don't
he
think.
Because the question of Paro.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Very good what you're saying. Very good. That's a kasha. I feel about it. But anyway, I'm only showing to you that the. On the contrary, the Rabban understood the Chas V'Shalom and Yaakov Avinu complained against Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's simply a hevder why he appears to be, shall we say, why he appears to be so much of a zokein, way above the people who are of that age. But obviously, he recognizes the Chazdei Hashem, and this seems to be the quality that the Ramban is stressing regarding all the others. And I'm saying all this comes from where? Comes from Avraham Avinu. Comes from Avraham Avinu over here, this Ramban, in Parshas Chayitzara. But even after all the answers, still know. Then we have another Nisayim, because this Nisayim really proves conclusively that Avraham Avinu, despite all the difficulties, especially the death of his wife, after he reached such a level, he only sees one thing. He only sees the Chesed and the Chesed of Hashem Yisrach. There's a very famous parsha in Chumash of Ayikra. There's a korban called Olam Yoreh. You know that korban? Beginning of Ayikra, the Torah speaks about. Mentioned if a person is not able to afford what I was about to say, a real carbon, so he's able to bring a carbon over the area. If he brings for an usher, if he brings two what do you call them, two turtle doves, or two shnei tarim or shnei b'nei olam, and the pasuk says over there that he brings it one for a chatuch, one for an olam. So okay, there's a question that we shouldn't talk about. What exactly the nature of these kavanos are? It's called all of the urban. Depends on your economic, socio-economic level. So based on that, you bring the cargo. And also, something of a similar nature, you find by the Metzora, that a Metzora also brings the chatzah to the Nosha, and there's a Ramban there also. There's a Ramban by Metzora. The Ramban says, why did he bring a chatzah to the Nosha? So the Rabban explains that the chatos is because maybe when he receives the nega, when he gets afflicted by the goy, maybe the Rabban uses the lashon of Sam Ba'il. Rabban says maybe when he sees the nega, maybe I think his lashon is ulai b'tzaro helo tiflo elokim. Maybe he let out a word of complaint. Maybe he said, why was I afflicted? Why am I the one who's subjected to this? It's not fair, it's not right. No, there's no question, tzaras is a very serious kind of malady. And the tzaras, the person who has the tzaras, is menuda, v'tzamach ha-noshova. He has to be sent out of all the b'gad yeshek. So he obviously is someone who socially, I guess you could say, he is in some respect ostracized. Correct? He's someone who really is v'tzamach. And so that itself is enough of a terrible tzar. And yet, the reason why it's kind of a common cup is that maybe he's not making tzot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because even when the person is in the matzav kashem ol, in the strongest and most difficult of all matzavim, one has to learn to see the chesed of Hashem and to be making tzot of the chesed of Hashem. That's the unbelievable yesod which is found by the others and in general found by Klal Yisrael. I think that's exactly what Rabban here is saying in Kasha Chayitzot. Rabban says, even after Rabban Marina reached the Madrega, after Yadati Yireh Elohim Atah, there's nothing sorry. The death of his wife Sarah, his beloved wife Sarah, and that of course is was shocked that such an incident should occur after the Akedah, but again it was to underscore and accentuate the fact that Avraham Avinu only sees the Chazbi Hashem and the good that Hashem does, despite all the tzukot, despite all the tzarot that he made to death. So it was a tremendous lesson, obviously, we learn from here. I mean, I'm not of that Madrega, although I should be anywhere near that Madrega, but there's certainly what the Rabban is saying, that we have actually to learn from Abraham, from Yitzhak, from Yaakov, and probably so we know, we all of us have sorrow. I mean, some less, some more. Each one, they say Yiddish, a Yiddish expression. Each one has their own tekel. You know, tekel means their own little pack. Everyone has their own little tekel. And you can't compare one person's tekel to another person's tekel, but everyone has a tekel. That's what my mother, Rasham, is saying. Yeah, I do appreciate that. Tekel. Is everyone got their own situation, their own tarot? You can't compare one person to another. But the greatness of the Klal Yisrael, that we should see that Hashem does it for our good, even though it's hard for us to understand it. And we should only see the Chazbi Hashem. And I look at my life and I am in the spoil from the Chazbi Hashem. Again, I repeat all the time how I got there as well. It's not just a nace, but it's a nisei nisei. Mamish, it's one nace on top of another nace. On top of the fourth day, on top of the fifth day, and everything that happened to me. And even before that, before I got there for myself, full of Nisa, that's what I see in my life. And I see Chaz Be'er Hashem. I can't say I never complain. I'm not holding by this by the regular, but the fact is that I really should be makritov of all the Chaz Be'er Hashem, but so many, it's just almost two numbers to count. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share a little Dvar Musa. So that's not what I usually do. That's not my usual style. You probably know me a little bit. It's more my brother's mahalach. And I'm not necessarily that schnitt of that cop. But still, there's yesh dvar b'go. I think there's what to learn. I mean, even with all of our, in kol ha'bayot sheyesh lano, I have to appreciate our Eretz Yisrael. I have to appreciate where I am. And I say the same to you as well. With all the problematics that you may have in your life, you have to appreciate where you have, how far you've come, and it's Hashem. There's no doubt you'll go labor, higher and higher. Okay.
So, is it where?